A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Guess who's back? We're back again. Born Offside. It's been a while. Some people thought we weren't coming back, Olan.
Of course we were.
Always coming back.
Of course we were. Just got a little replacement.
Got a little replacement because Kat Hadaddy, he's off enjoying herself. Hadaddy. He's off enjoying herself in España, and we brought in Nick Stav. He's back. You've become the fourth member.
Staff. I'm just a super sub of the Divock Origi.
Yeah, we need him.
We need you. You're straight in.
You're a different man. Can you tell Stav's a different man?
Yeah.
Can you tell? Yeah. You know why?
He's been, is it the Europe trip?
He's done the Europe trip with the boys. Yeah. He's done the Mykonos. He's done the Ibiza. He's done the partying.
The tanning sessions.
You could tell he's seen some shit.
Yeah. Mykonos, I was following your stories. I was living vicariously for you, so that was nice, man.
We'll be living in Mykonos one day.
Yeah. You were partying with a few footballers over there, yeah?
Yeah, James Madden. That's why he's cooking now, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Spoken a bit of his word.
Yeah. Didn't you show the TikTok to get in there?
Yeah, oh, Wayne Linker. Man, me and Wayne Linker are boys, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, people are like, oh, Sydney nightclubs. Trust me. Nothing on top now. I was at Wayne Lineker's VIP table in Ibiza.
Wow.
Doesn't get better than that, does it?
Yeah.
That's good. Good to hear Madison was having a good time because he's playing like it. You need that off season.
You do.
You know? Whether you're a content creator or whether you're a footballer, you need that break.
It's a busy lifestyle.
You know what I mean?
It takes its toll.
And then you came straight back onto Channel 7 during the World Cup, during the Women's World Cup. I was on Optus during the Women's World Cup.
I had a break and got cancelled. But
you had plans.
I had plans,
but it didn't work out for
here
you.
Here we are. To be fair, you know what? I still make content around the Women's World Cup. I feel like I added my part, so I'm happy with that.
That did really well. Yeah. You're banging interviews.
Yeah. To be fair, who liked it? Cooney Cross liked my
video. All the Matildas were loving your stuff.
Who else?
Caitlin Ford.
You know, Mackenzie. So I'm like, you know what? I must be doing something right.
But were they liking the video or other videos?
They're liking
other videos.
Few videos.
Not the video that almost got you cancelled.
Not that one.
Not that one.
I'll take that one down. Take that one down and put it in the trash.
But he's back. Yeah, you can never keep Olan down. Nah. There's no way. It's going to take a lot more than that.
The thing is, Stav made a similar video, didn't get cancelled, so we'll just.
Yeah, but Stav's lovable.
Yeah, it's true.
Exactly. Look at Stav.
It's on the edge.
It's a pretty face, isn't it?
He's lovable, bro. He gets away with murder.
It's true.
You're not, mate. You got to tiptoe. But we are back, and Kat will be back soon. She's over in España living it up. I think she's going to go to a couple games over there as well. She's missing it. She's missing out, but that's all right. I'm happy we got Stav here on the couch. A lot we got to talk about. We got to talk about the Women's World Cup. Massive. Yep. We didn't get to hang out during it because everyone was busy, except for Olan, but everyone was busy.
You guys didn't, you know what? Not being involved in it from a work perspective, it was nice.
Yeah.
To obviously take it in and then see what you guys were doing as well, which I thought was amazing. Mm. You guys were smashing the game. It was good seeing how good Kat was doing on Optus and different segments, you as well, Stav. Like, it was nice to just watch all the people that you work with, like, flourish. And even Sasa as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely smashing.
Over in New Zealand.
So it was like, I Want It Yesterday crew just taking over everywhere, man.
That's it, man. It was good. It was good. Well, there's a World Cup here. Who else are you going to call it, you know? Yeah. It was awesome for all of us. It was great to be involved. It was an awesome tournament, man. I mean, I think we all expected big things. Yeah. Probably not that big. And there's a lot being made. First, we've got to talk about Matildas. We've got to give it that time. It was a great run.
It was a great one.
For a second there, did you believe?
I stopped believing as soon as they play. We're about to play England.
You were going for England?
I was. Do you know what? Because I was in Australia, the part of me was like, I would love them to win.
Yeah.
But my footballing head knew England were just too good.
And they were in the end.
They were top footballing side. At the end of the day, it came to like one mistake in World Cup final, and that's how they lost.
Yeah.
They were 100 times better. Their centre back was Millie Bright.
Millie Bright.
She plays on the same team as.
Massive, and she's unreal on the ball. Don't even chat.
That back three played very well. The moment they went to a back three, they looked like they were going to win the whole thing. There's been a lot of talk. One of our good friends as well, Bernard, made a bit of a video about the Matildas getting a statue up in Brisbane.
I'm not really sure how I feel about this one. Because other people who are Australian icons, you look at Kyrgios, I think he was a runner-up in Wimbledon.
He came out saying that he didn't support it.
And even Volkanovski, who's technically like the number one Number one in the world for what he does.
Yeah, pound for pound. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like there's a lot of other people who have achieved. I know it's for the women's, it's a lot different, but there's a lot of other people that have achieved great stuff. And it's like coming fourth, if they won it, oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, let's set a precedent and make them get higher and higher higher, yeah. Not just reward them for doing well one time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I just don't think it's about the actual achievement in terms of like where they finished. It's like, you got to realize, was it 11 million views? People tuned in like
one game.
I think it's outside Suncorp Stadium, outside Acor. So what, the two most tuned in events in both those stadiums. That's why they kind of got to recognize it. Yeah. I've never seen Australia unite like it did. Anyone, we're not even a football fan. It was like, my mum's talking about it. She doesn't have a footballing bone in her body. She's actually caring about these players.
It was like public holiday, mate.
That
roped everyone in. Yeah. I agree. I think it was...
Like, I'm a footballing fan, and you told me at the start of the tournament I'd be celebrating a Sam Kerr goal like I did. Yeah. Bro, I'd be like, nah, bro, like, trust me. Like,
you were there as well, right?
Bro, I was loving
it. Were you there, Claude?
Of course, yeah. I went to 10 games by the end. Wish I could have gone more. It was really good.
Regular.
Loved it, man. Like, I went down to France, Panama, and had the best time. Yeah, packed stadium for France,
Korea,
Panama.
Colombia. Yeah. 12 o'clock on a Tuesday we went to afternoon. That one. Yeah. And we're like, I drove there thinking, I'll get easy parking, won't be that packed.
Yeah.
Bro, I got in there 20 minutes in the kickoff because I couldn't find a parking.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, people were sick, out. So, also, I went to Colombia, England. I didn't know that there were that many Colombians in Australia.
Oh, no.
It was rammed full of Colombians. It almost felt like a Colombian home game.
They were best fans in the whole thing. Best 100%, 100%. Fans. What about this one? Crispy 04 wrote in. Big fan of the show. He's back. FIFA dropping Australia outside the top 10 rankings, onside or offside?
I don't know how the rankings work. Someone explain to me.
Does anyone believe the rankings?
Nah, never.
The rankings have been fucking rubbish for a long time.
In the men's, Belgium have always been number one for like the last 8 years, bro. And they always stink up at the tournaments. So
I don't know how I've gone backwards. Yeah. And people came out saying, but Australia, their record in the tournament was actually 3 wins, 1 draw. 3 losses.
Because Sweden game as well. Yeah,
because we lost the Sweden game, we lost the Nigeria game, lost the England game, drew the France game technically. Yeah. But
so
come
is,
on,
is
man.
That why
you technically came fourth though?
That's what I mean.
I'm trying to say.
That's what I mean. It makes no sense.
The teams that you finished above in the tournament shouldn't still be ranked higher than you.
Exactly. The US, bro.
But to play devil's advocate though, I'm pretty sure Japan then came above us.
Yeah.
Well, I know they finished. They where they crashed
quarterfinals. They didn't make the semis.
I know, but.
No.
Let's be real. For you versus Japan, you reckon we would have won?
I don't know, but they didn't make semis.
I know the math, yes. But I know why they're saying it. But you can't do it like off if buts and maybes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
I think it's very harsh. I think that was very harsh on the Matildas, but as I said, like rankings, do they really mean anything? Who's your Jess92 wants to ask, who's your surprise of the FIFA Women's World Cup? What were you surprised with? You just didn't expect it.
Are we going players or are we just going in general?
Whatever.
In general, if I'm being completely honest, the standard of the goals.
Yeah.
Like, very, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say we watch women's football every single day, but I'm like, I'm going to tune in and like, just see how technical it is in certain areas. And then some of the goals, I was just like, because there was a thing, I don't know, I remember a couple of years ago where like, women don't have the leg power that the men have.
To strike
the way the men do. But when I was seeing some of these goals, I can't remember what free kick it was that I saw, and I was like...
The Panama free kick.
I was like...
one in club football.
I was like, there is no question about leg power. Because the leg power and the technique was crazy. Second to none.
Crazy.
I wish I could have done more reactions, but FIFA copyrighted everything, so couldn't do any reactions. But it was amazing.
Yeah, it was sick. It was the biggest surprise for me. I think goalkeeping stepped up as well.
Yeah,
there's always been a lot said about women's football goalkeeping. The goalkeeping was phenomenal. Yeah. You couldn't pick a golden glove by the end. I thought it was, Mary Earps won it.
Yeah,
but it could have been Vucevic, the Swedish goalkeeper. It could have even been Mackenzie Arnold. She became a superstar from goalkeeper, so that was really good to see. We talk about technique.
Yeah,
we talk about how good it was. Spain were fantastic.
Oh, and that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say tactically, I didn't realize how good these sides were.
Yeah,
I honestly had to go back and watch you. I don't know James Walcott. You know who he is?
Yeah,
he tactically broke down the final.
Yeah.
And I was genuinely like, I can't believe how smart and how it was.
I knew from the first minute watching that final, I was like, we're done.
Yeah,
because it was like almost like the Barca, the way they were just dropping him ticky tack and playing 1-2 touch, 3 touch. Everyone was on the same page. I was like, England, we don't know what to do.
Yeah, because I remember that Lucy Bronze, I remember against Australia, I was like, Caelan Foy didn't have a snuff. I was like, she was one of their best players.
Yeah.
But then Spain, he kind of brought it out. I was like, okay, instead of like marking her strengths, they kind of looked at her weaknesses.
Yeah.
They saw that she'd be out of the play. That's why that got that left back bombing that high.
Bombing on, yeah.
Good finish as well.
And it was a great finish. And she lost her dad 2 days before the game. Yes. And they didn't tell her.
I didn't know it was 2 days before the game.
Now, onside or offside,
wait,
they kept it from her.
Oh shit.
They decided not to tell her until she plays the World Cup final. Clearly it worked.
Yeah.
But is that a bit, wow, a bit offside there?
They didn't tell her until she was about.
It's juggling, like,
I mean, I'm going to assume they know the type of person she is and her personality, that it would have motivated her, you know, to play how she played. But some people would have just been like, I can't play.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's also, football's also an escape as well. So majority of people are playing, but it's wow.
Just, like, she might not have played that final, if that makes sense. She might have gone over and go, hey, I need to see my family.
See
and
family, go home,
There's a lot of drama in that Spanish Federation.
Well,
I really wanted to.
I think are we going to touch on it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you've ever won a World Cup. And clearly the best team in the world. And no one can argue with that. They were amazing. Their first ever World Cup title. Only their third World Cup they've ever actually qualified for.
Oh, wow.
Right? And they went straight out in the group stage in 2015. Didn't even win a game. Then just got out of the group in 2019. And now they win a World Cup. That's how quick they've gotten this good. Still, though, no one's talking about how good the football is. Because their federation has managed to fuck it up completely. There's a lot we've got to talk about here.
Yeah. Let's break it down.
Why is he kissing someone on stage, firstly?
And grabbing.
What the fuck is
he doing? I mean, I saw it explode everywhere, but it just looked very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Situations. And I don't think, if we're going to talk about men's, I don't think that even happens in the men's in terms of, like, you know, there's a guy grabbing and,
but this is what I'm saying. Like, there's like, saying, like, there's some things you got to do differently in the women's game if you're a man involved in the women's game. Yeah. Like, you know, men, like, there's certain cultures, and you got to be aware if you're a man in the women's game, some things are different.
True.
But that there is, like, not even, as you said, it's not even relevant.
But it wasn't even just the one girl who was doing it to, like, not as
he was
bad
picking
as
players
that,
up as well.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then for him then to come out and then, like, give, like, it was like he was like a dictator, the speech he gave.
Yeah.
And then the coach is clapping.
Yeah.
Like, and then comes out and goes, no, I don't agree with what he's saying. I'm like,
I didn't see. Yeah.
It's a strange.
I don't know where loyalties lie in that. It's a political game. We know football is like that. But the fact.
But there's a lot. There's other teams that have come out as well. Like Leah Williamson made a post about, like, supporting the Spanish team.
They all are. Yeah, they all are. Megan Rapinoe's coming out. Like, they're all coming out and supporting.
So has he been fired yet?
Well, FIFA had to get involved. Spanish Football FA did not fire him.
They were just like, nah.
They stood with him. Shut up. Right. Apparently, the coaching staff, besides Jorge Vilda, have walked away. He stayed, though. He's another controversial figure no one likes. Wow. FIFA have gotten involved now and suspended the guy.
Oh, wow.
So they had to get involved from a bigger level. But I don't know what happens next. It's a suspension. It's not final. Mm. I guess they have to investigate.
Yeah.
But it's just like, how shit, man? You just want to walk up and everyone's talking about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of put a damper on what Spain have done, you know?
Yeah, like, and let's not forget, 15 players walked away before this World Cup originally.
Yeah.
Then 11 came back. So clearly this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of stuff behind closed doors that the media doesn't even know about that's going on.
Exactly. I mean, credit to the Spanish for still playing, right? You saw the Canadian FA and that, they all walked, like, they're not funding the players and they're all like, oh, fuck this, and that's probably why they played shit.
Yeah.
The Spanish still came back, still won a World Cup and now are trying to make change. So hopefully it happens for them. They were brilliant. And I think that's the thing. You win a World Cup and still you want this change, it means people pay attention. So the only good thing to come out of this is
people are gonna
idiot did it on the biggest stage in front of billions of people around the world. Do you know what I mean? So that's the good thing is that they finally caught him red-handed.
Exactly.
Let's go now to a bit of Premier League action. The Premier League's back.
Premier League's back. It feels weird that it's back, man.
It does feel weird that it's back. It felt weird that it kicked off. The Premier League and La Liga both kicked off on the same day as the Women's World Cup final. That onside or offside?
Wait, you're talking about like the
same weekend?
No, week before.
Or whatever, the week before. Yeah, that's a bit.
But am I wrong in saying the women's?
There World was Cup matches was a bit played on the Women's World Cup final day.
Yeah, it was. It was Chelsea. Yeah.
And apparently that's been a big problem with the WSL. A lot of people have walked away because of that decision. They wanted, you know, the Women's World Cup final should have its own weekend.
And the fact that England were playing in that.
And the
final
fact that England
well.
Spain were playing.
Yeah. It's like, oh, come on. Yeah, it's definitely a bit offside for me.
Definitely a bit offside. But the league is back. I don't want to get too political. The league is back, Premier League. Arsenal, you're wearing the jersey. Yeah, you seem confident that they're going to win it now. And you said the same thing.
No, it's a bit of a false.
You happy with the start so far, though?
No, not really. To be honest. Because like, first week was like...
Saka's been firing.
Saka's always. Yeah. He's my guy.
Star boy.
Yeah. But first week was like, we beat Nottingham 2-1. Like, it was one of those games you should have put 4 or 5 of them in the first half. Anyway, okay, I can see past it. Then Crystal Palace... You win 1-0, you get a red card. Okay, I want to see a convincing performance. And I was like, okay, Fulham at home.
Yeah.
This year, I want to control the game. Whatever. Yeah. Another Am Ramsdale mistake. Maybe not pin it on him, but mistake. Yeah. Another in the first minute. Third time Arsenal have conceded at home in the last 9 games in the first minute at home. One of them was the game I went to, bloody Southampton, of course.
Did you get on Arsenal Fan TV that
game? Yeah, I did. Oh, I did. Got to tell my thoughts about that as well.
Yeah.
But Yeah, but I'm just not convinced because he's shifted this whole system. The whole system was, last year was like Zinchenko was your fullback. That
what's all mean? Why is it inverted?
Because now it's an issue. It's like, oh, we spent 65 mil on Kai Havertz. Still don't understand this signing 65 mil.
Yeah, good luck, man. Good luck, man. That guy is...
He's a proven Prem flop, let's be real. Yeah. He's then been thrown into this midfield where you've just signed 100 mil for Declan Rice, so he's got to play.
Yeah,
Thomas
to play.
Partey, other than the last 8 games that season, last 10, he was... arguably one of the best number sixes in the league.
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised.
And then Martin Ødegaard, you're not going to drop. So he's got 4 midfield this year, and it's like, okay. So
he's got to fit them all in.
Yeah, so you go, okay, I'm not going to do the Zinchenko into midfield thing. I'll do it with Thomas Partey. I'll put him at right back. Bloody knows how he's played at right back before. Yeah. Now he's playing that inverted role.
That inverted right back role where he's involved in the midfield.
Yeah. And then say, like, oh, okay, but then because that happens, Martinelli's used to having Zinchenko to the left of him. Now he's got no one. Now Saka's like a bit bastardized on that one side. So like this whole system's out of whack. They're not controlling the game like they used to control the game.
It's good.
Next week, even the decisions, like, bro, Eddie Nketiah has been cooking up top. I'm a big still, Eddie Nketiah.
No, I love Nketiah. I think he's underrated a bit.
Unreal.
Nah,
Trossard comes in at striker.
You're going to play Havertz at 9.
Bro, what's happening? No, honestly, what's his position? What's he good at? Oh, he's got a good touch. I'm missing Granit Xhaka.
Bro,
did you see that? Did you see
Havertz's, what was it, when he went to play the MLS game?
The two touch challenge.
You know when he did the challenge thing?
Yeah.
Bro,
horrendous.
It's weird though because
horrendous. Look, although he probably didn't care, but it was like the finishing one. So like when they cross it in, and I think they crossed in like 10 balls. He misses like 9, and then Rooney steps up like outside and just volleys one top.
Yeah.
It's like everyone's like, well,
levels.
Do you know what I mean? There's levels to this game.
Well, Jordan Knight wrote in. He said, "Did Chelsea have the biggest robbery of Man United and Arsenal selling Havertz and Mount for the money they did?"
Probably.
You happy with that? Good business?
Nah.
Do you know what? I think Mount might come in handy for Ten Hag eventually.
Mm.
I think he will. But Havertz, I'm not convinced of Havertz.
Especially when you think Chelsea paid 72 mil for Havertz. I think we bought him for 65.
Mm.
Yeah.
And let's be real, it was a flop for Chelsea and they only cut 7 mil of losses out of it. And they got a Champions League goal-winning from him as well.
Exactly, yeah.
So like they actually did well selling him. Yeah. I think Mount will come good for Manchester United as well. 50 mil, especially in this market, it's not
horrible.
Yeah, it's not massive money, unfortunately, these days.
Well, Chelsea's just a weird starting lineup. You look at that Chelsea team, you're like, hold on, who's this guy again?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm like Wikipedia-ing players on the bench. I'm like, who the fuck is this bloke?
Facts. That's 100% facts. I'm looking for a team that. Like, who is this?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone on that team.
Well, they're playing all right. Sterling. They're playing all right. Raheem Sterling, Sterling. Yeah,
playing all right. You know, they've done well against Luton, but,
you take it. Hey, a win's a win.
It's a win. Either way, like I wanted Luton to do well, Chelsea to do well. Yeah. I'll take it either way.
I tell you what, I feel like we've all got different teams in the Prem, but we're all also, I know this must be hard for you, but we're also happy to see Tottenham doing quite well under Ange Postecoglou.
Yes.
Not the perfect start, but 7 points from his first 3 games, including a big home win against United and playing nice football. Mm-hmm. Big Ange seems to have won people over sooner than we thought, Stav. They're loving him over there.
Not even that's the football he's playing. He's just likeable. Like he comes onto like the punditry teams and they ask.
Yeah.
Gary Neville said something about him. Oh, he's just copying Pep. And then he asked him, oh, where'd you get that stuff about the inverted fullbacks?
Yeah.
Man, just copying Pep.
Yeah, I saw that.
I swear he turns up the Australian accent as well. I swear he turns it up. He sits there, he's like, yeah, g'day guys, how you going, man? And this is a big win for us.
I don't know if you noticed,
I was watching the game and then when at full time, they were showing the Spurs in the away end in the Bournemouth. And there was a guy with like an Outback hat and an Australian flag. I'm not sure if he was even Aussie, but he was just doing it just for like the sake of
100%.
It.
But they love it.
It is hard for me watching it because like I'm also been one of those guys growing up, like I've hated Man United more than I've hated Spurs. So like them beating Spurs beating United.
You're happy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
But North London Derby is going to be a hard game this year.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, like although he's playing good football, Tottenham haven't had a player that manager that's played good football since Poch. Mm. That's been their last successful coach.
Yeah.
Like Mourinho, dead ball, Conte. Yeah. Behind the ball football again.
Yeah.
And then Nuno got sacked after like 5 games. So they've needed a good manager. That's so it's massive. Good that he's doing well and to represent Australia as well.
It's huge.
They're playing really, really good football. The Spurs fans seem to have, you know, taken to him. And I like that because when he first got appointed, everyone was like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah. Wow. You would have heard it from back home. Robbie Williams has even reworked one of his songs, Angels.
I saw that. Did he actually... I didn't see the video, but he was.
He sung it. He sung the Ange Postecoglou. He must be a Spurs fan, Robbie Williams. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was a Spurs fan. He's gone down in my books. But he's changed Angels into an Ange Postecoglou song, and he even ripped into like Mourinho, Conte, and like former managers. And so Robbie Williams, he's won Robbie Williams over.
Oh wow,
that's massive, man.
I just don't want it now. They might go on a 3-game losing run. I know. Who's Australian, mate? Stick to the oval football.
Get him out of it.
I know, but can you imagine what it would do for our country if he goes and he wins something big? I don't know.
That's what I was going to ask. Is obviously Harry Kane's left, and they're playing decent football. Like if they were to win like some sort of silverware this year,
massive. Without Harry Kane,
he will go down as one of the best Tottenham coaches of all time. 100%,
won't he?
100%. Harry Kane. I always think of that Griezmann. Have you seen that Griezmann? Kane. Random Harry Kane. He's moved. Let's go with a quick Europe wrap here. Harry Kane's got 3 goals in 2 games for Bayern. Mm-hmm. Does it even mean anything though if he wins the league there?
I honestly, I'm a big Harry Kane guy. I'm an Arsenal fan. Like, I rate him highly. Producer Sabs knows how much I rate Harry Kane. But I still don't know if I agree. The only way I agree with that Bayern move, if he does pick up a Champions League.
If he gets a Champions League.
Winning the league, bro,
they've won 11 straight.
You're not like, I saw this funny thing by a Spurs fan. And it was so true. You know when he played in that Community Shield version in Germany and he lost it. It was like, oh, bro, Spurs, you can't take the Spurs in. But the Spurs guy's like, yeah, but you can't win anyway. Because even if he won, it would have been like, oh, Harry Kane leaves Spurs here. Spurs are a curse type of thing. But I agree. I think only if he wins the Champions League. But having that Premier League goal scoring record, I feel like would have been...
That's what Shearer was saying. Shearer's like, no one's going to remember you for winning a Bundesliga. But if you go down as the greatest goal scorer ever in Premier League history, you'll be remembered forever. It doesn't matter if you don't have a Premier League title. Yeah. Do you agree with that? Do you think that legacy would
be... I completely agree with that. And I think you get to a certain point in your career where he was at that crossroads where like you either want to win a trophy or you're going to stay and become a legend at the club. And he obviously chose to try and win trophies. But I think it would have been way better to... You've got to be respected more in the Premier League. It's the hardest league in the world to do what he's done anyway. Mm. But
you've seen it as well.
If it was Madrid, I would have been fine.
Yeah, because Leroy Sané, peak of his game at Man City, went to Bayern Munich. Sadio Mane did the exact same thing. Now he's playing in Saudi.
What happened to Mane?
He's at Al Nasser, mate. He's cashed up now. He's loving life. We're going to talk a bit of Saudi. Quick European wrap. Over in Italy, Mourinho struggling after 2 games. Hasn't won yet. And apparently Romelu Lukaku signing imminent. You remember that guy still exists? Romelu Lukaku.
Who's he signed for?
Apparently going to sign for Roma.
Oh, really?
So he was going to go back to... First he was going to go to Juventus.
And they said... The fans came out and said no. That's wild, by the way. Then he was going to go back to Inter.
But Inter fans said, we don't want him because he was going to go to Juventus.
Because he was twerking for
Juve. Oh, fuck.
So, I'm talking they rioted... They invaded the pitch when the pitch wasn't even open to say we don't want Romelu Lukaku. That's how passionate they were.
That is insane.
Then Chelsea still didn't want him. This guy was just sitting in the abyss dating Megan Thee Stallion. I think she even dropped him at one point.
Under that Champions League final. Oh,
my God. But he didn't have a terrible season last year, did he?
Oh, he didn't score much.
He really forget that World Cup game against Croatia as well.
You can't forget that. Is he done?
Is he washed? Has he got more to give?
I think as much as he gets a lot of stick, I think Lukaku just needs a team that is solely based around him.
Okay.
Which is
Luton Town. He should go to Luton Town.
If we roll it back to Everton days, he was disgusted. But it was an absolute mess. That team was based around him.
And West Brom.
Yeah.
West Brom,
to be fair, he went to United and he kind of flunked out then. That's when I thought his career would start. Then he brought it back. He got signed for Chelsea for 100 mil again.
Yeah.
And then that's when they started playing
around. And the first three games, he was good.
Bro, he played against Arsenal at the Emirates and it was Pablo Mari. Yeah. The dark days, trust me. But he bossed that game. I was like, he's going to be a demon in this league. And then just spiraled out. And then he started talking back for Inter Milan. Remember that interview?
Yeah.
And then it's just gone down from
that interview killed him.
I think he had a friend. That interview, and I think he's always had an ego problem.
Yeah.
He's always had an ego complex. So.
That interview absolutely buried him. What about Jude Bellingham, man?
Jude Bellingham is absolutely smashing it, man. That is what you want from a signing.
Bro.
Exactly. And the English in the La Liga, when is it ever? Kind of with David Beckham. I think Owen Hargreaves.
Michael Owen obviously went Michael over. McManaman. But this is just like...
I heard a shout and it's kind of... I was thinking about it. I was like, say down the line, he keeps doing this, producing goal scoring numbers from midfield. Mm. Real Madrid pick up a treble, bro. He could insert himself in the Ballon d'Or conversation.
I think so. I think he honestly could. He's the most likely Englishman to win a Ballon d'Or. Easily the best.
World Cup. You don't know. Yeah. England have a really good future ahead of him.
He's such a mature player for his age in terms of how he plays. It's just it's unreal that he's that good at his age. You forget that he's what, 20?
20. He's 20. Nuts. He's younger than you, Steph.
Yeah, crazy. And now with all this success, the girls are going to be frothing over him even more.
Man. Yeah, they love him as always. He's a good looking fella.
He is good. He's got everything going for him, to be honest.
It's tough. Hopefully he's got a small dick. Let's move on. Something's got to be wrong with
him. Something has to be
wrong. Something's got
to
be wrong with
him. I was going to say something else, but I don't want to get cancelled.
PSG? Does anyone still care about PSG? Should we just move on?
Well, what's going on with Mbappe? Have they?
He's back playing. Can he just get out of there? Because I love Mbappe. Like, he's the best player in the world. He's the best player in the world. He's just,
probably.
I'm just like, get a move to Madrid, bro. Take a pay cut. You're talking about legacy.
No, but isn't it more that PSG won't even, like, you know, let him go?
But they'll let him go, but Real Madrid are, like, refusing to pay, like, the money to buy him. They think they're going to get him on a free contract next summer. So they're like, we're going to wait out the year instead of spunking, like, 150 million you. Mm. And, like, he's like...
Spunking on me? What the fuck?
Could use a better term. But we'll move along.
Spunking away, man.
Who's spunking on who? What the fuck?
Anyway, Real Madrid, just buy the man then. Buy the man.
First episode back is always a good one, man.
You're right. Who cares about PSG, bro? Have you seen their team? It sucks, bro.
Well, I saw, I know it's on Twitter, but I saw a tweet that said, X. It said, if PSG built their team around Messi the way
Into Miami,
they would have won a Champions League by now. Because obviously, you see what Messi's doing.
Bro, he's taking the piss. I'm not buying all these people that are saying the American League shit.
It's not, bro. I know people that have played there. I know the standard there is not terrible. I'm telling you.
It's not. And he's running the mark.
But, like, you also got to remember, this is a Messi 8 months ago, like, won the World Cup.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Dragged his nation to this World Cup. Yeah. Like, we're talking about, like, Ronaldo wasn't doing this.
Well, producer Sam's shaking his head. He's still a Ronaldo fan.
Ronaldo wasn't doing this at 30 because Ronaldo had nothing. He still has to prove something. Messi's literally completed football, bro. Yeah.
He's just enjoying life now.
Yeah. Exactly, bro. He's in Miami.
He's in Miami just enjoying life.
He could have played for Mykonos FC, bro, and he would have been loving life.
Yeah. He's won life. He's won. Every time I see him, he's just scored two bangers, two free kicks identical. Walks off the pitch. What's her name? Rodriguez. No, what's her name?
His wife? Antonella.
Antonella just comes on. She walks on. She's stunning. His kids. So, bro, he's won life.
He's dropping Marvel celebrations.
We have to commend MLS for what they've done in terms of marketability and signing him, but then also they get celebrities to the game. Yeah. They made sure MLS is accessible all over the world. You can watch the highlights. You don't got to be in America to watch it. Like, they're making sure anything to do with Messi is, like, going viral. Huge.
Bro, ticket prices have gone up 1,000%.
What?
1,000%.
$480 US dollars for the game that he came on and scored, of course.
Every
game, apparently.
Yeah.
But what's this thing like, how this MLS League Cup and there's another League Cup? Like, he won a trophy for them, but, like, it was in some other tournament.
Well, they paused the season and played two cups.
Yeah.
And now he just made his actual MLS debut on the weekend.
This was his first game in the MLS.
Oh, what? They were just playing in a cup run before?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right, but imagine being like, you know, actually, funny story, when I was in Mykonos, I'll bring it up again, bumped into these Argentinian-American kids living in Miami.
Yeah.
Then they were telling me how this kid plays, their mate plays into Miami, he's Argentinian-American, whatever. Yeah. And then I remember seeing the story come out before, it was like, because he's 17, it's like me being Australian and then Greek and then like, Greek, it's like you, and then Totti comes and you're playing with Totti. That's an idol for you.
Yeah.
And he's like that, but Argentinian. And they'll tell me, like, bro, it turned out to be like their best mate.
Yeah.
And anyway, now I'm just seeing, like, bro, this young kid scoring winning penalties with Messi. I think he grabbed the assist to Messi's goal in the first MLS game the other day.
Sick.
Bro, imagine that. It's just a dream, bro. It's just an absolute dream. Like,
I love how he was about to tell the story, but then he realized there's no Greek icons.
Yeah.
He was about to say, goodness, bro.
There's not many, is there?
I had to put it in Italian.
There's not many.
That's not funny.
Oh, there was this funny clip of there was the defender that was coming against Messi. I think it's FC Dallas. I don't know if you saw it, where they interviewed him before the Messi game, and they were like, they were asking him about, like, how do you feel and how the game gonna go, and he was like, oh, I feel good, but I'm like, you guys really don't care about me. You just want to ask what Messi's doing.
Yeah.
It's like everything about it is all about Messi.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? You got to take it. You know, at least the tensions on the sport.
Robert Taylor guy's cooking. Yeah. Who knows who Robert Taylor is? But you know what? Bro, he's loving life.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Miami team.
Tell you what, thank goodness Messi didn't go to Saudi Arabia, because everyone else has gone to Saudi Arabia. Let's talk about, you know, he was about to go to Saudi Arabia apparently.
Who?
Mason Greenwood.
No. Oh, you actually
being
serious?
No, no bullshit.
Is he actually?
So he's been told, obviously Man United did the internal investigation.
They've come out and said
he's not playing another game for Man United, right? Mm-hmm. The rumor is there's a $10 million a year contract being offered in Saudi Arabia. God.
$10 million. Is that pounds or dollars?
It's written pounds here in this article. I personally don't. I don't really believe that's going to happen, because I think the Saudis are using this. It's what they call sports washing, right? Yeah, they're signing footballers to change their image. Why the fuck would you sign Mason Greenwood?
I know. Especially for all like their like laws against women.
That's
stuff
what
like
I mean.
That.
I don't believe it. I don't believe this. I think he's done.
You think he's done in football completely?
Who's going to sign him? Like, you risk so much on your club's reputation.
Like, probably like Everton, because they're down bad, bro.
No, but
takes a lot of space.
Everton are bad.
They are starving, man.
It's like, basically, anyone that goes near him or that signs him, you're pretty much saying, like, you kind of agree with
domestic
abuse.
You're going to have your own fans turned against you. You can't do that. That's the thing. Man United released that tweet before, and they're kind of like
they put it out there. They put it out there just to like test the waters and see if people would go crazy. Like, oh, we're just and everyone's like, nah, yeah. No, okay, yeah. No.
Like, you knew what I'm doing.
How low down the footballing pyramid do you have to go until a club goes, well, we're going to get a great player, we'll take him?
League One takes him, 100%.
Yeah?
League One takes him.
In England.
League One. But I was thinking, 100%. Like, 100%. He's getting someone promoted. Like,
would the Wanderers take him?
Oh, Western Sydney.
I'm just saying, like, you know, oh, like, you're saying like you're talking a player that was almost one of the best in the Premier League at one point, right? And now no one wants to associate with him. But how low down? Like, would an A-League team take it?
Ooh. I don't think so.
No.
I don't think an A-League.
No, it's just not worth it.
I think the backlash would be, especially from soccer Twitter.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You think League One?
I think League
would
One.
Would he even play League One?
He hasn't got a choice. Really, like if he wants to earn a living, if he wants to keep playing football, he hasn't got. Good. He's got to take what he can get.
Mm. It's just crazy, because like I'm not backing him at all. I'm just saying, it's just funny, because football fans have such like short memories. Luis Suarez,
they do have some short memories.
Pretty clear racist. Yeah. I don't mean like that was pretty clear. You look into that situation, everything he did, and like. Bro, now we talk about him, he's like one of the best strikers of our generation.
But
I also think it's a different level.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? It's this generation of society that we're in. Say this situation probably happens maybe, let's go 10 years ago, where, you know, there's not as much social media out there. People were probably a little bit more forgiving in certain aspects. I reckon he plays for a Premier League team again.
Probably.
But in today's world, there's no way.
Players have been locked up for stuff before. There's been players that have like abused their wives, their girlfriends. They've ended up in prison. Mm-hmm. They've come back and they've played Premier League football.
Yeah. It's just that it was such a social thing.
But this is the thing.
That's what I'm saying. In today's world,
it's And people are a lot more educated on these things as well. And there's a line. And that's a thing. It's like, there's crimes and there's crimes. You know, you can be Ivan Toney.
Mm.
Bet on yourself.
He came out.
No one really gives a fuck. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, no one gives a fuck.
No one really
betting,
cares.
Betting, I don't give a shit. Yeah. If my club signed Ivan Toney, I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I would take him in Arsenal.
You know, because that's what I mean. Because there's crimes and there's crimes. Put your hands on a woman, it's a whole different thing.
Yep.
And no one's going to ever touch this guy again. So let's see what happens to him.
We'll see.
But everyone's going to Saudi. And look, that could be a second chance. Mancini's taking the Saudi national team. Yeah? 10 times his salary from coaching Italy.
10 times. They've literally like... You know they've changed the game and they've put a hole in the market, because it was Neymar's gone there.
Neymar's there, bro. He's not even old.
So I think you're saying Neymar was better than Ronaldinho.
No, I never said that. No, what are you fucking doing?
Am I wrong? I swear I used to twerk for Neymar all the time. He's what's great about football. And all
I love him. I didn't say he's better than Ronaldinho.
He's not in that argument anymore, bro.
But I don't know why he'd go there. What is he?
31. In the last
four more years playing at the highest level.
In the last 5 years, he's like hasn't proved anything. Like absolutely nothing.
That's how you know he's just done with football.
But it was even Brazil himself as well. Like, he was injured most of this World Cup. Comes back to get knocked out by Croatia. The other World Cup, he was known for diving all over the other ground.
Yeah.
Then the other World Cup before that, unfortunately, picked up that back injury. Who knows what happened? But he actually doesn't have much of a legacy at all other than the
Olympic gold, mate.
Olympic gold and MSN.
MSN era is probably like...
He's famous for hanging out with Suarez and Messi.
What he'll be remembered for.
He wanted to get out of Messi's shadow, went to PSG, and Mbappe was the guy at PSG.
Hey, you never know, he could win an Asian Champions League with Al Hilal.
They can technically play Melbourne City. Wait, that's what I noticed as well.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah, because they're in the Asian Champions League.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So they announced he's in the group with Mumbai, I think. So he's going to go to India.
Oh, did the groups come out?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's actually going to go to India at some point, they reckon. And can you imagine like the fanfare there for Neymar hanging around?
So the Melbourne City didn't get any of the Saudi clubs?
No, because I don't know. Like, I think up until now, Australia, I don't know if they've changed this. We only have one there, yeah. But like the Australian teams used to go with like Asia. So we'd play Japanese teams, Chinese teams, Korean teams in the groups. Mm. And then we could only meet the Middle Eastern teams in the knockouts because they have two zones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is shit.
I just saw that Melbourne City were in pot three and then I saw Ronaldo's.
But they might have changed that. I don't know if they've changed that. I know that was the rule up until recently. Oh, and that's why the only time was when like Adelaide and the Wanderers went on a run. That's when we played the Middle Eastern.
We reversed Al Hilal in the final.
In the final, yeah, Wanderers, yeah.
Al Shabrani, remember
him? Yeah, yeah. Wow. But... Man, it's fucking absolutely.
It's crazy
insane.
I just don't understand how. I mean, you know, you got to earn a certain amount of living, but I mean, if you're a young player now, do you think about going?
Oh,
side?
Bro, like I don't knock Kante in that, bro. Take the bag.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. Especially like I think a lot of the Muslim players are going.
Like Karim Benzema.
Yeah, a lot of the Muslim players it makes sense because like the lifestyle there, you're suited to it. Yeah. I don't know how Neymar's gonna go, bro. Yeah. Like, this is what I mean. Like, surely he's living in Dubai.
He's a party boy, man.
That's what I mean. I don't know how he's going to go over there in Riyadh. I reckon he lives in Dubai. But it's crazy. Are you going to start watching the Saudi League? Like, has it done enough to get you?
You saw expressions he's supporting.
You tune into the results. Like, bro, Ronaldo scores a hat trick. Give a fuck. I couldn't care, bro.
Yeah,
honestly,
don't give a shit.
I couldn't care, bro. Like, are you really going to be using that as an argument again? Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, like,
so is it worth it? Signing 100 players and blowing all this money, is it going to change anything?
I don't know. I just don't know if it's a bigger thing for, like, Saudi Arabia in general that promotes people in Saudi to start playing football and then they get a good national team going and then they get runs in the World Cup. I think maybe that's the only thing. Yeah. But it could turn out like China, bro. They signed Oscar, Hulk, all those players.
Yeah, remember.
Fellaini's they're pulling out.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Moy went there recently.
Yeah,
But and then that never worked out as well. Yeah. So I don't know.
I think at the end of the day, people are always going to want to see quality football. And if the football quality, I was watching, what front three is it? It's Mahrez, Firmino and
Saint-Maximin.
I'm like, that front three
is
Prem. That's a Prem
front
three.
Yeah,
like, it's insane when you actually think that, I mean, they managed to get those players there.
But do you know what it is? You know, like, Ultimate Team, you start and you haven't thrown the FIFA points on, so you, like, you pack a few players. Like, you pack, like, a Saint-Maximin.
Yeah.
Like, you still got to use, like, your 75 rated gold still. That's how it is in the Saudi League, bro. I was watching a video and I think it was Ronaldo's teammate and it was, like, a compilation and this guy was crosses with conversions over the bar. How bad he was.
I think I saw that. Yeah, the balance is crazy.
It was one of those things like, oh, Messi's playing the MLS. I'm like, bro, look at these players, bro. They don't actually kick a football.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
The local players must be terrible.
I saw, something to consider. I saw that they're actually giving out contracts for, I think it's Saudi 4th Division. It's like semi-pro.
Yeah.
And it was like a couple grand a week. It was a couple grand a week. It was like 3,000-4,000 a week to go play semi-pro in Saudi Arabia.
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
I'm just saying, all on Tekkers.
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Make that comeback.
Season's almost there.
FIFA streams from there. Saudi, I'm there. Bro, I'm winning the talk.
We all talk shit, but
if the bag comes,
we'd all consider
it. Comes.
I heard they're looking at James Harden as well. They're going to start a basketball league there too.
No, are you taking
that bullshit? I read it last week. James Harden.
Mate, if any content creators get at me,
that's what I mean.
Multiverse of madness over in Saudi.
It's fucking mental.
Oh my day,
let's talk about a league that has a whole lot less money than that. The A-League. Some good news coming out of the A-League, especially for the A-League women's, but the men's as well. They got rid of that shit summer 3 p.m. kickoff.
Ooh, very good.
They're getting rid of that. Okay. No more kicking off in 40-degree heat.
So it's all evening?
Apparently evenings, yeah. But that makes a big difference. I know especially for the A-League women, they used to have like 4 or 5 games kicking off at the same time, 3 p.m. A couple of my good friends playing that league and they're like, man, it's killer. Like, it's how can you... You've played preseason games for the NPL usually at that time.
And then even to get fans out there as well.
Fans aren't going to go. Yeah, exactly 100%. Right. So that's good news. A-League and the women are going to have their own round before the men kick off as well to try and grow that. Because obviously a lot of players like Courtney Vine and stuff, they're staying around at Sydney.
Yeah.
Hunt, they don't know yet whether she's going to leave the Wanderers. Well. But A-League time coming around. The Australia Cup's on at the moment.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. You know, the team's been doing pretty well.
Sydney United got smacked.
Is it Apia play
Brisbane? Sydney, Apia play Sydney FC on Wednesday. Yeah, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a really good game.
At Apia.
Oh, I can't. Back in the day, we went with our mates to go watch Apia versus Melbourne Victory at Lambert Park, and then they knocked out. Oh, no, was it? I don't think it was at Lambert. Actually, it wasn't at Lambert.
Lockhart Oval.
And they knocked out
Victory?
Yeah, knocked out Victory.
Yeah.
And I remember one of our mates, his brother was playing that team. I think he was right back, and he was marking Costa Barbarossa. So I said, oh, bro, he's pocketed Barbarossa. Yeah. But like, those games still stick in my head.
Australian Cup's big, man. I love the Australian Cup.
It is really, really good. Here's one for you. You spoke about North London Derby. They actually brought out they did a study around the world to come up with the top 50 derbies in world football. It's now been officially ranked.
Top 50 derbies.
The top 50 derbies in world football. Do you know what number one is?
River Plate versus Boca.
Correct. River Plate versus Boca Juniors has gone down as the number one derby in the world.
That's down my ball knowledge. Now,
there's no English derbies in the top five.
In the top five?
Yeah.
Okay, what? So,
oh, really?
Classico's not a derby. Is it a derby? No.
El Clasico came in at number two.
Okay.
Yeah. It counts.
Old Firm has to be.
Old Firm number three.
Yeah, Old Firm has to be number three. Yeah.
Number four's Niche.
Niche.
Like I don't know if you're going to get it. It's another South American derby.
I thought you meant a fucking team.
Niche in France.
So hold on a second. I swear it's pronounced differently, but Claude is normally right. I never question it.
No, number four is Nacional Peñarol. In Uruguay.
Oh, no.
In Uruguay. And Lazio Roma, number five.
Where? Lazio Roma.
Uruguay? You ever heard of Uruguay?
Oh, I know Uruguay, yeah.
Is Lazio Roma like big?
It's big. So that's above that's above Arsenal, Tottenham.
Yeah. Number one, this is what I thought. Number one in England was Man United, Liverpool.
Oh, come on. No way.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think that's a thing.
Wait, that was the biggest rivalry?
That's not even a derby, bro.
No. That's the thing. I hate that they call that a derby.
Yeah, like, I agree.
It's
not really a derby. That's just two big clubs. That's two big clubs who have a bit of a rivalry. Yeah. It's a rivalry, not really a derby.
Yeah. It's like same as El Clasico.
Yeah, that's why I questioned the El Clasico even.
Yeah, but
El Clasico is just rich in history But North London Derby, like the stories I hear about North London Derby, it's like
North London
if you
Derby's,
rock up to match day and you just have red on you on an away day, you will get your head beat in. That's genuinely what I've heard about North London Derby. Sorry, but didn't you hear like Ramsdale? Didn't he get kicked by a fan?
At
North London Derby last year. Bro?
Yeah.
I'm surprised North London, that's not on there. Because that Arsenal-Tottenham history runs deep.
Nah, I think the second English derby was a random one as well from down south. What was the producer show? It was like Southampton or something?
Southampton versus Portsmouth.
I think Southampton's Portsmouth was the second biggest derby in England.
I did hear that's pretty big though.
It is pretty big.
And
because they haven't played each other for ages. I think they matched each other in the cup quite recently. But other than that, they haven't versus each other because Portsmouth went down and then Southampton went up.
And now they're all there. Southampton's down as well. So they might meet again each other in the championship.
He looks weird in a West Ham kit, but
we all said he needed to go somewhere.
He did. He deserved that move.
Yeah.
Did you see the stat how West Ham were up 1-0 in the 30th minute? And I think Brighton completed like 200 and something passes. You know how much West Ham completed?
How many?
Have a guess.
I'm going to go 50.
50?
13.
Jeez.
In 30 minutes and not 1-0 up.
Oh my God.
That's nuts.
There's a few Brexit teams over there.
That's why I love football.
I'm just like thinking about 30. Like, third. Score a goal with those that just doesn't make sense.
It's pure counter football, to be honest.
I love counter. I don't care they lost. I love Brighton.
But they got they lost Caicedo, they lost McAllister. Yeah. Then Enciso got injured again. Yeah. Like, but then Enciso, man. Every time I watch him, he's good.
He's class. He's good. No, I love him. And coached by the ZB, man. They're playing proper football. I'm gonna finish up with something a bit random.
Yeah.
But a funny story that came out. Jefe Rodriguez. Do you remember Jesse Rodriguez?
Oh, yeah.
We used to go with Jefe over in Spain.
Bro, he was cracked and fit. Real ones, remember? Jesse Rodriguez, silver card for Real Madrid FIFA 14. Baller.
There you go.
He was so good.
There you go. Well, he's how's this for a story? So his wife, now wife, Aura Ruiz, she's a reality TV star in Spain.
Okay.
Apparently, they were going through a bit of relationship trouble. They broke up. She went on Big Brother Spain. Mm. Right. It's been proven that he spent thousands of euros on voting to get her off the show. So he voted for everyone else. Oh, you know, you got to vote for Big Brother.
And you text the old text.
So apparently, there was one night where he spent 5,000 euros. On just voting on this show to get 5, his ex
000.
Off. And it worked. Oh my God. She was kicked off the show. They end up getting back together and getting married.
Oh, what?
So it's a beautiful love story.
So it was,
it came out before they got married?
No, it just came out now. The story just came out now. Yeah.
So it wasn't the cards, baby. What? 5,000 euros is crazy.
Yeah, but that for him, he'd be fucking free for
it's
nothing.
Him, but that's
a that's a table in Ibiza for him.
That's what I mean. That's pretty petty. That's some petty shit.
Play and a half, to be fair.
That's some petty shit. But we always got to bring the relationship drama. Bro, it's been a while.
But he's got spiraled out of control.
He was at PSG at one point.
Yeah. He went to Stoke on loan. I think he scored against Arsenal.
He did play for Stoke. Let's see if he's still playing. Like if you're
Stoke, but I think he went to Las Palmas.
Let's see if he's still playing. If you're busy fucking voting on Big Brother, trying to get your ex back, you're probably not playing. Sampdoria.
Sampdoria in Italy.
And they just got relegated. He was there when they just got relegated. Before that, he was in Turkey.
He's a journeyman.
Proper journeyman. Bring him to the A-League, bro. And your wife. Bring her as well.
Have we got any good signings coming? Like any big signings coming?
There hasn't been much about the A-League. There has been
Eden Hazard rumors. That would be massive.
There was.
Hazard. Bro, no one's picked up Hazard.
He hasn't signed anywhere.
Is it? This David De Gea hasn't been picked up either.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of players sitting around. Hazard, man. He's got to get a club.
Oh,
come on, bro.
Please get him to the A-League. That's a massive
That'd be market. Huge. I heard Perth were interested in him at one point.
Oh, bro, I don't know. Daniel Sturridge would be tough. What do you think of Daniel Sturridge and Sky Sports in that as well, just quickly?
Yeah. The old singing and dancing. Do you like it?
I think Sky Sports are trying to go... Because Sky Sports has always been serious. Yeah, anyone that watches Sky Sports throughout the years, they've always been super serious. But now, because of SBS show with Mika Richards,
they're
trying to go that direction to capture that sort of audience. And that's why they've gone with Sturridge and them. But
I think it's a bit too much. I think Mika Richards
a little bit cool, cringe.
But yeah, it was a bit too much.
Yeah. Just speaking on that BBC and all these guys, do you remember the BBC? It's just a random
match of the day.
Do you remember the BBC Gary Lineker, the porn?
Yeah, that was played on the
Do you remember that one?
And it kept on going.
And it kept going, right? Someone strapped the phone to the back of the set and played that classic porn noise that we've all been done by. Remember that one? Used to get sent in the group chat?
Yeah. Or you're on your phone, your mum, and you're on the bus and someone's putting it in.
Exactly. That classic one. It just reminded me of the story. I was actually working at Optus that day and I walked in and I worked with Amy Duggan, fantastic presenter, Amy Duggan, former Matilda. Bless her. She's a mum of three. She's obviously from a different generation. Yeah. And we were like, Ames, did you see the BBC porn prank that happened to Gary Lineker today? And she's like, no, she hadn't seen it. So she Googled on the computers there. She Googled BBC porn.
Oh my God. No.
But the most innocent Google search. Because she genuinely thought BBC's the channel. Porn.
That's class.
Right. And you can imagine what came up. And
she wouldn't have spoke for the rest of the day.
She screamed and got it, and we were fucking laughing. And then my favorite part, right?
This wasn't on air, was it?
No, it wasn't on air. But my favorite part, former Socceroo Scott McDonald walks in. And I see Scotty walk in, and as he's walking out, and she's like, how are you supposed to know that BBC means that? And we're like, but everyone knows BBC.
Everyone.
Scotty McDonald walks in the door. I go, Scotty, what does BBC mean? And he's like, big black cock. Straight away, I was just like, of course.
Of course.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows. That was just a good little story.
Oh, fuck, that's class. Man. I would have been tears if I was there.
I was wetting myself.
That's actually a story for that.
Most innocent. I saw her typing as well. I let it happen. Yeah. She's got to learn. You got to learn today, you know?
Anyway, good, man.
That's me done. Born Offside is well and truly back.
Yes.
It is well and truly. Thanks for joining us, Nick Stav.
Of course. Love it. Love every single one. But to keep this seat warm for me, I'll be back.
Yeah. What's on the cards for you, mate? What's next?
I don't know. Oh, FIFA's card.
EA Sports FC. I heard you were given the game early.
Because when I went away to Europe, I was like, I'm not going to be able to post TikTok. So EA sent me like a box with like flags and scarves and that. So I was like, and they want me to promote the game. So I'm like, okay. So I posted a video of just like, bro, they sent me the game early and I'm opening everything in the box. I was like, I can't show you the game here. It's in you guys or whatever.
It wasn't
in the video. I posted in Barca and like when I put my phone away, it was going, bro, it blew up. I think it did like 800K views in a few hours. And like my videos don't do those numbers that quickly. And bro, I was like, Jesus, this is crazy. Went onto Twitter. Bro, big FIFA pages are posting, bro, apparently this guy's got it. People in the comments are like, no, bro, he's going to be bull beating me. Some average TikTok or all this stuff.
But did they give you, they didn't give you the game?
No. So
people thought that you had the game.
They gave me a beta version. I couldn't stream it or anything like that.
Okay.
Played it. Because I got to play.
Any good?
I can't say a lot about it because I'm not allowed, but like, I could play with the women in Ultimate Team.
Yeah.
And like, people got, bro, I'm telling you, like, it's actually fun. I was playing with Alex Morgan and like one of the best cards I've used. Sam Kerr, cracked as well. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely a demon as well. That next Air Sports FC.
So women weren't in Ultimate Team before?
No.
But now they can be.
These some sick cards. I can't tell you like a lot of the stuff, but like.
But wait,
like,
can you make an Ultimate Team with men and women both in the team?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And like, so the way it works, like, Sam Kerr can link to like a Nkunku for Chelsea. Chelsea link.
So we can boss Virgil van Dijk with Sam Kerr.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And trust me, they're capable of it. Some of these cards. Oh, but the thing is though, like, in certain positions you can use them, but like, Mary Earps is like 5'8". Like, you can't use her.
You wouldn't use her in golf. No, that makes sense.
Oh. That's interesting. That's
going to be funny. Yeah.
That's coming out real soon. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Olan, we're back.
Yeah, we are.
Well, Kat Haddad will be back soon. But I think she's still a couple of weeks away. What's on the cards for you, mate? You back?
We back, you know, usual content, and much more, man.
UFC coming to Sydney?
UFC, yeah, I am.
You around on that?
I've got some UFC stuff coming up this week, and then, next week.
You get sold out so quickly.
I've luckily got a...
You got the links, bro. I'm just saying, he's just that guy.
If you're ringside, feel free to chuck something. Don't forget you're born off side crew, bro.
I mean, I'll see what I can do, boys.
Don't forget.
That's it, bro. If we have to hop in the octagon ourselves, bro, that's fine.
I might be fighting soon, so I don't know, man.
Olan Tekes versus John Bernard. I heard that's on the card.
Yeah, we have.
Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us back here on Born Offside. It's a new season, fresh season. Make sure you're joining us on all socials. Subscribe to the pod. See you next week.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.